morning, we continue Chayyadim at Sal Dalad, and Radoni Simon Vav, which talks about Kol Bisha Erba. We gave an introduction yesterday to the Sugya, and now we need to continue with the topic of Kol Bisha Erba. So, there are multiple approaches in the Sugya exactly how we understand these two Gemaras, the Gemara in Brachas, which seems to say it in the context of Kriyishma, which that's the Sugya over there. And the Gemara in the Kedushim clearly saying it's nothing to do with Kriya Shema, it's a general rule. The Rashi from Masechet Brachos that it says, Kol Dibura She'eno Zemer, words of a woman speaking, which are not singing, they're not a concern. Because the person is used to hearing a woman do that. But he says it's referring to the person's wife. However, by another woman, even called Dibur is Asr, and this is the Gemara Kedushin. But he makes a caveat on the Gemara Kedushin. He limits it, and he says, Elamiyo Nira, Dafka Kol Shal Shila Shalom, Oib Hashaba Shalom, Ki Hosam, Tikyo Kiravadas. So we have an Isser of Zemer, that's the Moran Brachas. A woman singing is problematic, and that's the Kol Bisha Erba that the Mor is referring to in Masechtas Brachos. And the Mor Masechtas Kedushin is referring to a conversation with a woman which creates Kirav Adas. So when they're talking about how each other is doing, etc., that type of conversation is one showing concern and care for the other. That brings them together, and that's going to be Usher, because now the voice of the woman, in conjunction with her interest and concern, creates a kira between the two, and that is problematic according to the Rashba. So this is halacha is in both places is not limited to Kriya Shema. Both of these are a similar concept, Kol Bisha Erba, that there's a connection which is created either through the man feels interested and connected to the woman by hearing her voice singing, which has a certain beauty to it, like Rashi points out. Or because of the connection which is done, the conversation in general, when it's about things which have a very personal character. That's the Rashi's understanding of how to understand the two Gemaras. Okay. What Isser are we concerned about when we understand, according to the Rashba, what Isser would that be? That could be understood in either way. It can be understood that the concern is by coming connected. The person will be thinking about a woman, which goes under the umbrella of an ishmarto. It could also be a form of a lusikrabu. A person is getting connected to a woman through the process of a lusikrabu, and that would be problematic as well. Both understandings would be valid in the Rashba. The Rosh comes along and says that the Gemara Brachas is not talking about Kriya Shema specifically. Even though it's in the context of the sugya, which earlier was talking about Kriya Shema, but the more before it says Tefach Be'isha Erva, the more it says it's referring to the Kriya Shema. But over here, the more it says the Kol Be'isha Erva, and that's all it says. So that indicates that this is not El Halachan Kriya Shema. So the tour, the Beis Yosef points out that the tour does not mention any concern of Karl Isha in regards to Kriya Shema. It's a general problem, which the Torah mentions in Evan Ezer, Simon Chaf Aleph, that a person has to be distance oneself from Marias, and that applies to many different elements of the woman. It applies to her voice as well. The Rosh does not say whether he's talking about Zemer or Dibur. The Maamar Mordechai understands that the Rosh is referring to Zemer, and the Chassam Sofer, etc., referring to the Isra of hearing a Zemer of an Isha. So now, is the Rosh saying that there's an Isra, but there's no problem with saying Kriya Shema at that point in time? Whatever Isra he's doing, but it doesn't affect the Kriya Shema. Or is he agreeing to the fact that there is a unique problem of saying Kriya Shema at that time? Besides the fact that there's an Isra, general Isra of hearing it, it would seem to indicate from the fact that the Rosh the Torah does not bring it down on Hillel's Kriya Shema at all. There's no unique problem about Kriya Shema, which means a person has to be careful not to hear Kol Isha. but if a person is hearing, can't control the situation, he's hearing Kol Yishma, whether he likes it or not, there's nothing wrong with the person saying Kriya Shema at that point in time, which was not how we're going to understand the halacha lamaisa, but that would be the approach of the Rosh. So that's why the Mora then extends it in Kedushin, which has nothing to do with the concept of Kriya Shema, because this is not a Kriya Shema then at all. Now, how, according to the Rosh, the Gemara Kedushin is extended, that's not clear, what exactly that added issur there is. There's one or two more sheets we need to clarify, and then Be'ez Hashem, we will move on to the next point in Hilchos Kol Be'isha Erva. Meanwhile, have a good day.